Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
And it just seemed like we have a bunch of people who we remember fondly right now having passed away. Bill Russell, and the list goes on the last week or so. It's 1:39. So is the good doctor ready? Dr. Jeffrey Copen joins us now on WGN Radio. Doctor, it's John. How are you? Nice to hear your voice again.
Yeah, I'm good, John. I was distraught, though, when I heard about Olivia Newton-John. I mean, to me, she's always going to be in her early 20s dancing around with John Travolta, right?
Somebody said the same thing. They said, that image of her is frozen in time. That was my youth. And that's what we do with artists and songs. We say it was important to me then. I've carried that through to my adulthood. And I still have that warm spot for you. And a lot of people, we haven't thought about Olivia Newton-John in an entertaining way in a long time. But a lot of us are going back to that old spot, Doc.
Yeah, and like I remember when my kids discovered the Grease movie and how much they enjoyed that. It was like the next generation. I hope my grandchildren can too. It's just such great entertainment. It's just fun.
Although I will say this, and maybe I'll do something with this tomorrow, and then we'll move on to your specialty, but producer Pete gave me the lyrics to Grease Lightning. Just for fun, go ahead and read them in the privacy of your own home. That's a dirty song. I don't remember it that way. I have this sort of happy haze around that movie and everything attached to it, but there was some adult themes in there. And I will leave it at that. So what's on the forefront on your mind, Doctor? I have a few articles I want to bounce off of you, but let me ask you first today, is there something you want to impress upon our listeners from Northwestern?
Yeah, I mean, and over at Northwestern, it's three we've been talking about for the last several weeks. We have people with COVID in the hospital saying that in great numbers, but those numbers are staying pretty steady. The same type of number we've been caring for probably the last 4 to 6 weeks. There's little blips up, little blips down, but otherwise it's staying pretty much the same. And I think that's a good thing. That speaks to what we've been talking so much about. Vaccines work. People who have their vaccines and that boost, that all important booster, even if they get COVID or not being admitted to the hospital, the people we do have in the hospital are either unvaccinated or they're older, yeah, with medical comorbidities. The diabetics, people with heart disease, the same type of situation we've been talking about really since the beginning.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen, by the way, is the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. They sponsor this conversation. And your colleague, Dr. Kevin Most from the Central DuPage Hospital, was on with our morning show, Bob Surratt. And as you know, Dr. Most has recovered nicely from COVID. But they were talking about the hospitalization rates. And he said that they had about, maybe 40 people in the hospital with COVID, but only half of them were there because of COVID. The rest were in for gallbladder surgery or something and tested positive. Of the people that were there for COVID, though, he said virtually all of them had not been vaccinated. Has that been your experience at Lake Forest also?
Yeah, other than some of our elderly patients, we know that as people get older, and I'm talking about older, the immune response to vaccines, to prior infection, is not as robust as in younger people. So that's been holding steady, and that's what we see. And I certainly agree with what Kevin said. When I see our morning numbers, how many patients are positive for COVID, I know that's not the same thing as who's sick with COVID. And that's a very important distinction.
And yet everybody has conversations like this, and I'm now going to lay a little of it on you. So my sister-in-law, vaccinated, fully boosted, picked up COVID a couple days ago. There she is, symptomatic and not loving it. She's fine, but I mean, she has symptoms. I guess, is that still the BA5? Is that what is still working its way out there?
Yeah, so John, I checked before we went on the air. The Illinois Department of Public Health posts what type of variants they're picking up. And right now, three quarters of the COVID virus in the state of Illinois is BA5. Three quarters. Another 10% is BA4. That means that almost 85% of the virus that's causing infection in the state of Illinois is either BA5 or BA4. So that's what your sister got. But the good news is it's a bad cold for most people who are vaccinated. Yeah. And some people, it's not even a bad cold. It's a cold or it's barely symptomatic, and people are doing fine. And you know, that's a good thing. We've been talking about living our lives, people who need to taking the appropriate precautions. And I think those rules still apply today.
Dr. Kevin Most is not my guest, but Dr. Kevin isn't there with you. We got you all in the same box there, Jeffrey. Dr. Jeffrey Copen is the chief.
That's all right. And we send our best to Dr. Most for his full recovery.
It's funny because, you know, when he was on, at first it was with Wendy Snyder. She was filling in for Bob. And Wendy was beside herself apologizing for putting him on for his regular segment. And he said, no, I'm working from home. But you could tell it was right in his voice, you know. I suppose that's maybe the most common symptom, right in the throat there, huh, in the lungs?
Yeah, but like here, for me, I'm a little raspy today, but that's allergies. So that, right, and that's one of the things that makes us all crazy, John. Yeah. You know, is it COVID? Is it not COVID? I mean, every morning, I think every one of us now gets up. Am I okay? Do I still have my sense of smell? Yeah. You know, we need this virus to go away. Unfortunately, it's not. You know, we're all learning how to live with it, but it's wearing, isn't it? I think we all feel it.
That's a Dr. Jeffrey Copen, the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. John, please ask the doctor that if you get a booster now, will you have to wait to get the new variant vaccine when it comes out?
So I would recommend, it looks like we're going to have the Moderna vaccine for the fall available by the middle of September. So that's going to be good news. And Pfizer thinks it's going to be able to get its manufactured vaccine out by October. So I think people have to take that into account. If you've not yet had a booster, so you've gotten two shots of either Moderna or Pfizer, or if you're one of those Johnson & Johnson people from a long time ago and you haven't gotten a proper booster, please get it now. That booster is critical for our immune systems. If you've already had a booster and you're thinking, do I want to get a second booster, depending on your own personal situation, your age, your underlying health situation, mm-hmm. you might want to wait now. It's already August, and within the next month or two, we're going to have the updated fall vaccine for COVID.
Here's a question from our listener at 815, and this will be my last question for you, doctor. Don't you think we should be more concerned about monkeypox than COVID? The government has not been prepared. There aren't enough vaccines. You can catch it through fomites, as Leland Vittert has reported on News Nation. Wait until it starts spreading through the schools. What's your thought about that?
No, I don't agree. We know a lot about the transmissibility of monkeypox. It's not a respiratory virus like COVID is, what makes COVID so dangerous and so infectious. The fomite part, the ability to get a viral infection from a surface, a door handle, a tabletop, it's theoretical with monkeypox. It might be real, but it's not a huge situation. It's not a huge problem. Monkeypox is mostly transmitted between humans through very close contact, things like sexual contact, bodies that are very, very close together. The initial reports, John, from Europe from monkeypox transmission occurred at raves, something I know you participate in a lot.
Every day.
So, you know, where people are really jammed together, skin to skin, that mm-hmm. type of mm-hmm. thing. Yeah. If you avoid that, your risk is pretty low. So I don't think we need to worry that we're going to have a giant problem. But monkeypox is here. the populations that are most at risk know who they are. There's a vaccination program that has started, and although it is true that the vaccine still is in short supply, it is being manufactured. And I think in short order, we're going to be able to get those people who are most at risk vaccinated.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen from Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. You sound good, Doc. We'll talk next Tuesday.
All right, John. Take care. Bye-bye.